me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Where's my snare? I have no snare in my headphones.
And we're going to talk to Turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
I like it. You know, I know we're hairless apes, but I still like us. I mean, I think we're pretty cool.
We're going to do a Raw Celebrity GM Deathmatch Tournament. What's the John Cena quote of the week? Our match count for 2025, the year of our lives, and we'll leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestle. Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamers.
Did you watch any wrestling in the last week or whatever?
Yeah, a little bit. Why nice. Was I? It's only been a couple days since I seen you.
True.
I'm still on my early TNA kick, so I watched two episodes of that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who the first tag team champions were? I didn't. I know now. But I didn't know before I watched it a couple days ago.
Is it Bobby Roode? And
nope. Bobby Roode ain't even there yet.
No? Is it...
Unless I missed him.
Is it an actual tag team?
No. Well, no.
Okay. R-Truth?
No. He's a bad guy. He was fighting a NASCAR guy.
Really?
Or maybe that was the fourth episode. I watched the third and fourth pay-per-view.
Okay, who was the first tag team?
AJ Styles and Jerry Lynn.
Oh, wow.
So AJ Styles was the first X Division champion and tag team champion. I had no idea.
He's really in their DNA.
They knew.
Yeah.
I just never realized that so early on.
AJ Styles is the DNA of TNA. Okay, hold on.
No.
In TNA. Anyways.
We did it. All right. So that was cool. And then I watched, I don't remember.
I watched some of the TNA stuff, too. I watched on your thingy.
I saw. I see if I continue watching. I go, I didn't start this.
What did I watch? I watched the first and second episodes of... No, just the first, actually, of Impact from 2007.
Okay.
Or maybe 6. No, 2005. And then I watched Final Resolution 2005, which was
cool.
Pretty good.
It's a good app, and it's... I don't know. It's fun to go. It's something I never... I could say I remember my parents buying... one pay-per-view when we were younger, and then it was on, what was the weird channel it was on? Pop TV.
Oh, wow.
They had that and New Japan, and then it became, that was Access.
Yeah, Access.
Maybe it was Pop, then it went to Access, and that's what had New Japan.
See, I watched it when it was on FSN, and then...
I did see a little bit of that.
And then I watched it when it was on Spike.
Oh, I remember it on Spike a little bit, but I didn't really watch it a lot.
That was about it.
I would record it and never watch it. And then actually what I watched, I remembered, was the Hardy Boys fighting each other in a Last Man Standing match. And I think that's what led to Matt Hardy being broken.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
So I got to see, like, right at the start of that, which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
So I can't wait to get to that in 4 years.
Yeah.
Because I have quite a bit to go. But yeah, so not a ton. Well, those are... 2 hour pay-per-views, right?
I think it was like...
is it three?
I think it was three. Maybe a little more.
There's like 7, 8, 9 matches on those. And then Raw had like 4. But it's great. They're overseas, so it starts at like... I think this week was 4 o'clock. So by the time I get home and hang out with the kids and stuff like that, by the time I started, I'm done watching it before it would have normally started.
Right on.
I love it.
I
what did you watch?
I've heard about... I've heard a lot about like how... when Okada was in TNA, they didn't really treat him very well. And I still watched it when he was there, but I do not remember him at all. So I guess that goes to show how correct that is.
Yeah.
And so I watched 2 of his matches on your TNA.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, it was him and... Shit, who was his partner? Him and Samoa... No, not Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Was Okada? I don't remember who his tag team partner was. Maybe I feel like it was an ECW guy. Versus the Bucks. Generation Me.
Oh, you know who I got to see in a match?
Who?
The Briscoes.
No shit.
As like 18-year-olds.
Dang, man. That's
it was
cool.
Weird because they said the name and I'm like, that's not them. And I'm like looking really close. Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, it really is them.
That's cool. The first time I ever watched Ring of Honor, there was like a ladder match of them.
Yeah.
And they had like the boxing shorts with
the it was like the real Briscoes, though. Yeah. Like this was singlet. Like singlets that say Briscoe. Like maybe a little bit of facial hair, but like clean cut haircuts. I don't want to say clean shaven, but like well kempt for whatever they had on their face. Yeah, so it was weird. And then they got beat up by, I don't remember. Who's the sinister minister? Whatever his group is. Mitchell?
Yeah.
James Mitchell?
Yeah, James Mitchell.
The Church of Scientology. Whatever his bad guy group is.
Yeah, that's like Church of Scientology. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds pretty evil to me. Yeah, so they got beat up by that guy at the end of their tag match.
Right on.
And they lost because they attacked the other team first. So the other team won by DQ.
Shit.
But yeah, what'd you watch? Or have you? I mean, I shouldn't assume you watched wrestling, but did you?
Let me see. So I went Thursday. Mm-hmm. So this
collision.
This week had two collisions.
Oh, they're each like an hour, right?
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, because I watched the first night one when I was editing last week's episode.
That was Saturday, right? Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I did.
But I was watching it Sunday morning, and then I didn't watch the second one. Did you see that stuff with Jericho on the kid?
Yeah, was that from Collision?
Yeah, I think so. It must have been.
I saw the clip going around.
Yeah, that was
pretty
funny. I know, because I don't like Chris Jericho, even though he was my favorite wrestler for the majority of my time as a fan.
You don't like him right now.
But when I seen that, I was like, it's...
It was old Jericho. It took you back.
He's just so hilarious.
It took you back.
He knows what to do. Yeah, it took me back.
Oh, is that his...
Like, when he kept being like, I'm going to ground... Like, you're going to be grounded. That was hilarious.
You're going to be grounded?
I watched... it's not a match, but I watched the John Cena promo from yesterday. Now, last week, we talked about John Cena's thing. I didn't really chime in too much, but I told you.
Oh, you let it go, yeah.
I didn't want to yuck anybody's yum, but I wasn't really into it. This week's I loved.
Yeah?
I thought it was way, really, really good.
He's getting the feel for
I think it's just, you know, it's just, he's getting the feel for it, like you say.
I mean, I think last week's was fine, too. Personally.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was the shit.
If it's for you or whatever. If you don't like it, you don't like it. That's fine.
I just wasn't
fine,
super into it, but this time I thought it was really good.
You liked it?
Yeah.
He's getting the feel for it. He'll be fine by WrestleMania.
I mean, it was like kind of, I felt like he was really masterful this time.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you know, talking with that rhythmic tone, like he was, and then
But then he said it.
Right, and then you're going to say what? And I'm like, damn, dude.
It's like meta John Cena.
Right, he was
like,
good. And then this time I liked the fact that he didn't change his look. I'm like, now that he's like this John Cena, I'm getting into it. I'm getting into it.
I don't know. It's good that I think that these have been overseas. And I'm curious if it's on purpose. Because I feel like they were cheering for like Drew McIntyre last week on SmackDown or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they play the role they're supposed to play, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
So if John Cena was coming here or their normal spots, I wondered if he would get cheered. But since it's overseas, they're like, nope, we know what we're supposed to do. We're going to do it because that's going to only enhance what he's doing.
I guess we're going to have to see. Yeah.
Because if they just cheered him the whole time, then it looks like a stupid promo. But when they're saying...
I know, because I saw like Bully Ray talking about like John Cena has so much heat.
Yeah,
and I'm like, people are just playing along. Nobody really hates him.
But it only works if we play along,
right? And it's more fun too. I
never liked him, the son of a bitch. John
no,
Cena.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
He broke up with us.
He's a bitch.
I hate him. Cody's gonna beat him so good.
He's a bitch.
Oh, I know you're cussing a lot at the beginning.
Yeah, I had no choice. But I also bleeped it out because I didn't want to get us demonetized.
Yeah, well, let's get monetized first.
You know what? You got yourself a deal.
Yeah.
I went to a piercing shop on Saturday. I was going to get my septum pierced.
Where is that?
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
And then I go in this guy's little room, and he has, like, the smoking squaw belt, and everything's just wrestling memorabilia.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I was like, you like wrestling? And he was like, a little. What about you? And I was like, I'm wearing an FTR shirt.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, I actually have a podcast.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, what's it called? I was like, Wrestle Cream. And he was like, Wrestle what?
I was Cream.
Like, I was like, Wrestle Cream.
Like your jeans.
And I was like, look us up. And then he couldn't pierce my septum because I don't have the anatomy for it, he said.
You don't have a nose?
No, I don't have it. It's mostly cartilage, and there's no room for him to actually pierce.
No room for pierce.
No.
There's room for cream, but no room for... Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Just pierce something else.
Oh, I got my nipples pierced.
Hell yeah.
My butt. But
Steve-O did that.
But so I went on our, you know, Wrestle Cream's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the piercing shop, tattoo shop, piercing, whatever. I found him.
Mm-hmm.
I followed him.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to report to say he did not follow us back.
Well, he didn't want. Well, never mind. I was going to ask you where it was and all that, but never mind.
Yeah, I think he was a little turned off by the name.
Well, grow up. It's wrestling.
Right.
There's nothing gayer than wrestling.
I know, but he gave me a good...
So if you're going to be weird about it,
then
you're
he was like, so what do you think of... And I was like, John Cena turning heel? And he was like, no, I was going to say the Death Riders. And I was like, oh, probably what you think of them. And he was like, I think the only way that it makes sense is if it has something to do with Eddie Kingston. And I was like, oh, that's a good
my favorite
idea.
Wrestler.
Because I do love that little guy.
I love Eddie Kingston. Yeah. He's so cool.
He's one of our nation's best.
He got hurt right when we started doing this.
Yeah.
So I hope he comes back soon. That was the first New Japan thing I watched in years.
Yeah, that's right.
And he broke his leg against Gabe Kidd.
Break a leg.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Gabe Kidd.
No. He's a son of a bitch.
He hurt that Eddie Kingston. Is he a good guy yet?
No.
He will be soon.
No, because David Finley won the...
Oh, you told me that.
And then he came out and was like, being like, yeah, my guy did it. I love you, mate. You know that shit. You know how he is.
I don't trust him.
You know he is.
I don't trust that guy.
No. And you shouldn't. Today we're going to be doing a Celebrity General Manager Deathmatch Tournament.
Yeah. Raw. There is. The and Raw.
Why don't you give a... Why don't you give the creamers a little insight into what that means?
Well, so if you're not familiar with the guest host era of Raw from 2009, let me fill you in.
Fill them up.
June, do you know about this?
Yeah, I watched Raw, though.
So in June of 2009, Vince McMahon sold WWE Monday Night Raw to Donald Trump. And then the following week, Donald Trump was going to just have Raw be commercial free, and Vince McMahon couldn't handle that.
Sounds good.
He bought it back from Donald Trump the week after for twice what he sold it to him for. So...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I forgot the story
of it.
But part of Donald Trump selling it back to Vince McMahon included the caveat that there would be a guest host every week. I don't know why or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, so from June 29th, 2009 to May 10th, 2010, Raw had a guest host with the power of a general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Every week.
Yes.
The official title went from guest host to guest star on June 14th, 2010.
Oh.
And it was slowly phased out from that point because it really, 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 really ran its course.
I remember during that time period, and John Morrison was on SmackDown.
Okay.
And they were, it was probably Survivor Series or something coming up, so there was like a Raw versus SmackDown thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And John Morrison referred to Monday Night Raw is a bad episode of Saturday Night Live.
That's good.
And until then, I never really thought about how that is basically what it is because of the celebrity guest host. Like, that's...
Yeah. And there would be those...
Right, because they're there.
Most of them were...
They're there to promote something.
Most of the time, yeah. And it was some sort of skits or stuff in the back. Some of them would come out and make a match.
Yeah, and most of the time...
And promote their movie
or
whatever.
Right, like, dang, man. I lost my title because fucking Steve-O came out and said that I had to put it on the line tonight.
Steve-O's not in this tournament, just so you know. But yes, I just want to make sure everybody knows that. What else? Oh, so there were four wrestlers that got guest host title in late 2014. So I guess the difference between a guest host and a guest star is a guest host means you get to be the general manager for the night.
Can I guess who they were?
I don't know.
Dave Bautista?
No. Well, he was the first guest host at the beginning, after the sale.
Ah, shit. Okay.
I think, if I remember right, he was fighting Randy Orton in Legacy.
Oh.
But he was injured, so that was a way to kind of keep it going.
Okay,
and I think he gave him, I think it was, Legacy versus the Locker Room or something. I don't remember.
Right on. Okay, so the first wrestlers, Ric Flair.
Well, these four, there was four that got it in late 2014.
Okay. Then are they,
But the first, it was, I'm just, I don't want to tell you. But no. Well, yes, but not at the time.
Mm.
Would you, you get them? I don't know how to say it the right way.
I mean, I feel like you could say it the right way.
They would be legends.
Now.
But I don't remember who the four were because I don't have the list in front of me still. I can look it up.
Right on.
Well, but I'm not going
to. We'll find out when we get to it.
So, what happened? Oh, so after the guest host thing ran out, guest stars, they were less reoccurring, but they were used regularly until 2012, and they were used extremely sparingly. Time to take my pills.
Take your pills.
They were used extremely sparingly until 2019, and I don't believe there's been any guest stars since.
Right on.
But so for officially what we are doing, well, what we're starting today, because this will be the shortest weekly episodic show. I don't know. I'm trying to play off the Raw thing, but I don't know how that works mm-hmm, still. Mm-hmm. Are they still weekly episodic, even though they're on Netflix? I guess so.
Yeah, I would say so.
So for
it's
our
like a trilogy.
Our little tournament bracket thing we're doing here, deathmatch, guest, GM, host, star thing, mm-hmm. we have 97 entries in this bracket.
Dang, girl.
It's wrestlers, actors, athletes, celebrities, and the Muppets. I felt like the Muppets should get their own category.
Yeah, that's fair.
Out of respect,
they're a little bit of,
on my
they're
side.
A little bit of everything, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Sort of like super wrestling superstars and sort of like celebrities
and actors and athletes.
That's true.
But I feel like they're above most of those things.
They're the most important thing that we've ever had in this country.
The Muppets.
Yes,
I agree. I like them. People love the Muppet Christmas Carol. What else do we got? Oh, so there's four regions. 31 of the 97 entries were randomly selected for first-round buys, so they don't have to do the first round. All of the seating and matchups were random. There was, I believe, if I did my math right, there was three people that were both either guest hosts or guest stars twice.
Yeah.
So they're only in this once.
Okay.
It was Hugh Jackman, who I got to see guest host when he was in Cleveland.
Me too.
Were you at that one when he punched Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
That was cool. Because he's like, I don't know if he's a wrestling fan, but he at least respected it and was like in it. So he was a good one.
I know. I mean,
he was one of the better ones.
He fractured his jaw, remember?
He might have.
When you punch a man with animanium fists, that's what's going to happen.
Dolph Ziggler hasn't been the same.
Dolph who? I'm just kidding. That's mean. We love you, Dolph.
No.
And I, Dolph Ziggler.
Me too. Who else was it? Oh, so it was Hugh Jackman. Bret Hart did it twice.
Okay.
And Jerry Springer.
Oh.
Yeah, those are your three. But they're in the tournament just only once instead of twice.
I wonder how many, and I don't mean to be morbid, but I wonder how many people who hosted are dead now.
When I was doing this, I kind of was going through the list. I'm like, oh, they're dead. Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a rapist.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You'll figure out who I'm talking about. but we also
the
have...
The guy who made this all happen.
Allegedly. Boss.
Thank you.
There's two entrants that hosted Raw solo, and then they also hosted it with somebody else.
Oh, interesting.
So one of those was Ashton Kutcher, and one of those was Snoop Dogg.
Who did Ashton Kutcher?
Oh, rapist.
Oh.
Danny Masterson. Mm, right. So Ashton Kutcher is an entrant, and Ashton Kutcher with Danny Masterson is an entrant.
Okay.
So really, Ashton, we could get to the finals, and it'd be Ashton Kutcher versus Ashton Kutcher.
Sure.
I can't say his name too much. And Snoop Dogg. It was Snoop Dogg by himself, and then Snoop Dogg and Bill Simmons. I don't know if you know who that is.
I don't.
I figured. That was when I was doing this, I'm like, he's not going to know this one.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's a sports... He used to be a writer, columnist.
Okay.
And now he does. I'm sure he has like a very big podcast and YouTube. He's done sports forever. He's cool. I've enjoyed it. I think he used to write in Sports Illustrated, and I would actually read that.
Right. So this tournament, though, is as if these guys were fighting
each other. So I think it's hard to compare a NASCAR driver to an actor as far as ability. So we're going to treat these matchups as if they are having a death match.
Right on.
Because that kind of evens the odds on some of the hardest scenarios.
I may not be able to beat Brock Lesnar, but if I have a barbed wire bat,
you might be able to, So I think a lot of this will be like, well, so-and-so would beat so-and-so, so they're going to advance. But we can play favorites as well.
Right.
And bring up barbed wire bats or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So we split it up into four regions.
Okay.
The Charles Van Valley region. The Gregory Iron Dome region. The Taj Mahal region. in the Scott Steiner Stadium region. Yep. So today, on this episode, we're going to do rounds one and two. Okay. They're probably going to take longer because we're getting introduced to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we'll do rounds three, four, and five. And then 2 weeks from now, we will do the semifinals and finals to figure out who is the best Raw guest host star general manager.
As a deathmatch
world. In a deathmatch world. And the only other things we have are we both get one automatic
push through.
We're going to call it the hard push.
Okay.
I thought that's both wrestling related because of a push and coffee related because of poop. Yeah. So I spent a lot of time on that.
I love it. I didn't really think about the poop.
And we can't use it in the semifinals or finals, so if we don't use it by then, we lose it. Whatever.
Okay, if you don't use it, you lose it.
And in the event that we can't agree, we're just going to flip a coin.
Okay, coin flip is sacred.
So that's the rules. That's the excitement. The boring part's out of the way.
That's the rules.
You ready to get into this?
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the Charles Van Valley region. Our first death match, and some of these are going to be handicap matches, just to be clear, because there's...
Yeah, and especially in the Greg Iron Dome.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? You can't help it.
I'm pushing the wrong buttons.
I'm letting it go. I'm having fun over here. It's a big deal. If we had...
You're right.
Pyro. I would say let's do the pyro, but we can't.
Well, I can get some sparklers in here.
Just edit, put it in post.
Okay. Editor?
Right? No. Or not.
We'll see.
So, the first matchup. Pitbull. You're familiar?
He's a reggaeton artist.
And Maya, the singer.
Maya?
Yeah. You know Maya?
Mm-mm.
She was in... So what did she sing? Lady Marmalade? Marmalade? I don't know how to say it.
That sounds familiar.
She... Ghetto Superstar?
Oh, okay.
The girl?
Yes.
I was trying to get something.
Great record.
You would get it.
Great record. ODB's in it.
Yep.
It's from a movie, isn't it?
Bushwhacked?
Is that what it's called?
I remember the picture because it's like a guy going through somebody's like face.
Oh, shit.
I think it's like a political something.
Yeah,
I never watched it. No, it's not Bushwhacked.
It seems
that's
that
way off. We'll figure it out.
Creamers, let us know in the bottom, in the comment section. What was the movie that Ghetto Superstar was written for?
I don't remember.
Anyway.
Pitbull and Maya.
Well, it's a tag match.
This will be a handicap match.
Shit.
Because they will be fighting William Shatner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The Shatman.
So if they both win, then if they go to the next round, they're still a team?
Yeah. It's so technically, like, Pitbull and Maya could be the best. So they were on an episode for The Rock's birthday in Miami.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
Okay.
And William Shatner's William Shatner.
Yeah.
So he was probably an okay host. I can't imagine him sitting down and watching wrestling, really, but...
No, he's too busy.
Being in space and shit.
Yeah, the Final Frontier.
Yeah. I like
William Shatner.
So I don't know, but I feel like there's two of them, and they're... William Shatner did his Star Trek fights.
True.
So
but
he knows
that.
But those, even those
years
were kind
prior.
Of... Those were kind of... Yeah, so those 50, were kind
maybe.
Of weak.
Okay.
I
have to go ahead and say it. I personally believe that William Shatner is going to lose this one.
I think that's
I'm sorry
fair.
To say it, Shatman.
I like him, but...
Yeah, he's great.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, they've got youth on their side,
mm-hmm.
and they've got the fact that there's two of them.
Pitbull's worldwide, Mr. Worldwide, if you will.
Right. He's got you can't get them off a Pitbull.
He's got those jaws lock on.
They lock those jaws.
And I feel like... Part of William Shatner's thing was he was hooking up with all the aliens in outer space.
True.
So Maya could distract him with her beauty.
Ooh.
And then Pitbull can get him from the rear. Yep. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so that was easy. So Pitbull and Maya move on. Is there a duck in here?
Yeah, I think so.
So what's the next one? This next round will be the only round where these next two matchups will face each other. Everybody else will face a new competitor because of the buys. So we have Edge and Christian. So I feel like the wrestlers are going to have an advantage in this tournament, though, because it's
that's true.
A death match. But that's fine. So Edge and Christian versus former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, so there's stuff.
Alleged rapist. Come on out, you rapist. That's what I want.
I didn't know what I was going to do, but I realized that.
You want that clip?
Anything is just for
come on out, you rapist. Yeah. I think he was. I think they said he didn't do it, but.
Okay, so he's an alleged rapist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess here's my question. Is Ben Roethlisberger's dad alive?
Probably not, but I don't know.
Because I feel like Christian...
It's going to go psychological.
He could manipulate him into being a part of his patriarchy.
Oh, Big Ben?
Yeah, if his dad is dead.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Because I don't know if he needs a father. Okay. I also think Adrian Christian...
I feel like Adrian Christian would...
They would concerto him to death.
Just repeatedly.
Yeah. Plus, he's on the Steelers, and we're from Cleveland, the city that we live in.
The city that we live in is Cleveland, and that's our rival football team. Yeah. So I can't, in good conscience, pick Ben Roethlisberger, but that's okay.
You wouldn't do that.
Because I'm not.
Good.
All right, Adrian Christian,
so
move on.
So E and C, move on.
Easy. Next one, a 3-on-1 handicap match.
Oh, boy.
I think you know all these actors. Justin Long.
Love him. I don't remember that at all.
No, you're going to like... When I wrote this one down, I knew you'd like all three. Justin Long, Charlie Day, and Jason Sudeikis. I think you like all three of them.
How were they together?
For the movie Going the Distance.
I have not seen that.
Neither have I. I looked up to see why they were on it and like run like a...
Yeah. Because
I could not remember.
I do like all three.
Because I thought it was... I don't remember. I thought they were in something else. Anyway.
Is your cat making too much noise on
kittens?
Yeah.
I like Justin Long in a bunch of movies.
I love Justin Long.
He's in a lot of movies I like.
Yeah.
He's not my favorite part of the movie, but he plays his... He's like the straight man.
He used to be
in a lot
of
movies.
He has a podcast I used to listen to every week on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him and his brother. He interviewed Jericho on there one time.
Really?
Yeah. His brother pissed me off because in the interview... So like Justin Long and then the person he was interviewing would have their interview separately, and then the podcast was Justin Long and his brother listening to the interview. And in the interview, Jericho was saying how like wrestling and acting are very similar. And his brother is also like an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he like views acting as this like sacred art. And he was like, well, I don't agree with that. And I'm like, fuck you, Christian. His name is Christian. Yeah, piece of shit. This Christian
Long?
Not friend of the show.
No,
enemy,
get out of here.
Enemy of the show.
Good thing he's not on this list.
Just a long friend of the show.
Yeah, he's cool.
All right, who are these three blokes facing?
Rob Zombie.
Oh, man, this is a toughie.
I like Rob Zombie a lot,
this
personally.
This is the one time where I feel like maybe like the single guy might be able to win because I don't particularly think Justin Long...
I think Justin Long's... No.
No, but Charlie Day has like... He's like scrappy.
Wild card.
Yeah, exactly. Wild card. Yeehaw!
Yeah. Let's see, all right. So, I don't know, but I feel like Rob Zombie... his movies and his music and his art.
Yes.
He might go to that dark place and push things to the limit. You've seen, I'm assuming you've seen some of his films.
Yeah, of course. I've seen him in concert too.
And I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah.
My wife touched his hand. She'd love to tell you about it.
Call her up.
No, she's got the kids. I'm not pushing that.
I actually like his Halloweens.
They're not my favorites, but they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. And then...
House of a Thousand Corpses is probably one of my favorite. Yeah. I would say that's one of my favorite horror movies.
Yeah. And
Devil's Rejects is like a good movie.
Yeah.
Just
and then,
period.
What's the one called?
Three from Hell?
Yeah, that was okay.
All right. It was nice to see everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for stopping by.
Then he had one that was like about...
Super Beasto?
Have you ever seen 31?
Is that the...
Just like a radio
haunted house?
No.
That's Lords of Salem.
No, you know, Lords of Salem.
I have that on DVD,
no, you know, that's
but
a
I've
radio
never
one.
Seen the whole thing.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's 31's like at a haunted house
or
something.
I feel like the longer he goes, the less quality his movies are.
Munsters.
Really?
I enjoyed The Munsters.
He made this?
The Munsters? The remake? It's like a prequel remake. It's on Netflix. It's fine. I enjoyed it for what it was.
I'm going to go with...
Rob Zombie.
You know what?
Me too.
Here's the thing. Have you ever seen the Christmas episode where Charlie bites Santa's neck?
I don't remember.
Because he
I
thinks
like
he was banging
that.
His mom.
Yeah.
Did you fuck my mom? Did you fuck my mom? And then he bites him on the neck and he's bleeding, like blood. I think Charlie might be able to take him one-on-one, let alone with two guys helping him out. Maybe Charlie, or maybe Jason Sudeikis and Justin Long hold Rob Zombie's arms as Charlie bites
his neck off. So I really want Rob Zombie to go, but I'm not going to use my thing now. So I'm going to agree with you. You sold me on it with that. So we're going to go
Sorry, Robbie.
Justin Long, Charlie Day, and Jason Sudeikis move on to the next round.
Trio.
Hey, this next man. Well, you ready for this?
You bet.
Larry and Sean King. You know Larry King?
Yes.
I believe that's his wife.
Oh, his wife's name is Sean?
I don't know.
Hmm. I have a friend named Sean. He's not married to Larry King.
He doesn't. Well, he doesn't spell it like this.
Well, here's one dead guy.
How's a lady spell Sean? I thought it was his wife. I'm looking it up though because I need to know for sure. But you know Larry King.
Well, it's one of his many wives.
It is Larry King's wife.
I think he had like 30 wives over his lifetime.
Wasn't that part of his thing?
Yeah.
So if you look up, so she spells it S-H-A-W-N, like a normal person.
Yeah, anybody who spells it otherwise is a damn idiot.
When you do it on Google, it says including results for S-H-A-U-N King.
Oh, wow.
He's an American writer and activist.
Sounds like a cool
and
guy.
They don't know how true they are. Huh. But Sean's, they're writers and activists.
Shit. Well, okay, so
Larry,
Larry
King
and his wife.
And his wife, Sean King, versus Perez Hilton.
Oh, okay.
You remember Perez Hilton, the celebrity gossip person?
Now, yeah, and I think, on one hand, I think that guy is probably not very tough. But
that's my impression
as well. He's facing
like a
very
old
brittle
people.
Old man. Yeah.
So it is 2-on-1.
You know what? I'm
going to
say Perez.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think Perez would be scrappy, like a cat fight. I think the fight would be more with Sean King than Larry.
If you get Sean King stunned in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Way too beautiful. Kofi's cousin. Kofi Kingston's cousin, Sean Kingston.
And then
their uncle, Eddie Kingston. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that where we were going?
Yes. Well, I wasn't going to make him the uncle, but I like Uncle Eddie.
Yeah. All from. Think of Eddie Kingston as Uncle Eddie in Christmas Vacation. Isn't that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm in. We got to do. Somebody draw that up or something.
Yeah, and then
email
send
it
to our email.
Oh, I got an email.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay. This next one I think is kind of easy. Johnny Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Very durable guy.
Versus Buzz Aldrin.
Okay.
Former astronaut.
True.
Well, I feel like once you're an astronaut, you're always an astronaut. So we'll say astronaut Buzz Aldrin.
Okay.
I know who I pick.
Yeah, I think it's Johnny Knoxville.
Buzz Aldrin did slap the shit out of that guy.
That's true.
Moon landing is fake, but
which was sick.
Oh,
but
I love
Johnny Knoxville.
Had
all sorts of.
I mean, he has a WrestleMania victory.
Right, and we also have seen him get hit with all sorts of things.
What's Buzz Aldrin going to do to put him down?
Yeah.
Or keep him down?
Right.
Yeah. And Johnny, you saw the match with Sami Zayn?
Yeah.
He's going to have all those tricks.
Yeah, he's got a lot of them up his sleeve. I think Knoxville takes this one.
All right, that was easy. So this one actually is a real wrestling match, which I think makes it's two wrestlers, that's
Ooh.
What I should say.
And this was randomized when you put
this
it
This was totally website. Random.
Because you put it on like a bracket creating website.
And there was a random option.
Mm-hmm. It just happened to put two wrestlers.
I don't remember what the name was. And I don't want to spoil anything, I'm not going to tell you who, but when they go on to the second round, the person that they're fighting that got the bye is also a wrestler.
No shit.
Yeah.
So you're definitely. So you don't even think that their opponent has stands a chance.
When I tell you who these two wrestlers are.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the second one first, because normally I'm trying to read it how it was bracketed, and we'll probably put a link to the bracket down below in the YouTube video or something.
Oh, cool.
But,
yeah.
Because I sent that to your email for my email.
We'll get to it.
Because it's the future.
The future is nigh.
David Otunga, remember him?
Yes.
Actor, wrestler, all that.
Husband of. Kate.
No, Jennifer.
Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah, Kate's uncle.
Okay. Kate's uncle, Jennifer.
David Otunga versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh. Well,
David Otunga's a big guy, but.
But Daniel Bryan's one of the greatest of all time. Sorry, Dave.
I think Daniel Bryan was one of those later in 2014 superstars. So that's why I said, is he a legend? I feel weird calling Daniel Bryan a legend. Because in my head, legend's like.
Right.
Bret Hart comes back as a legend.
When we're kids and they're like, this is a legend, and Sergeant Slaughter, and you're like, well, no one wrestled. No one looks like that anymore. That's old. But people still like, think Brian Daniels still wrestling.
Oh, you brought up Sergeant Slaughter.
I figured
remember
it was
that.
Ago, so.
Right,
so Brian Daniels.
Or was he the second one? No, he wasn't the second one.
DB definitely moving.
Daniel Bryanson moves on to the second round. This is a good matchup.
Okay.
Cheech and Chong versus Hulk Hogan. I don't know why I like that one so much.
It is good. Man, I really want Cheech and Chong to win, but I don't know, because Hulk Hogan is...
It's still Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I don't like the guy,
You're being fair.
Yeah.
We're trying to put personal bias aside as much as we can for this.
I'm trying to feel like there's got to be a way we can get Cheech and Chong to win this one.
Use your hard push.
No, or, I mean logically. Like, we have to be able to figure out a way.
They have that big joint from the movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where his dog ate his bag and then he followed the dog around, so it's all dog poop, but the weeds.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? So they get that and they blow it in Hogan's face. And since Hogan's been clean for a long time, he says, that really messes him up, man.
Yeah, no. I think Hogan wins.
All right, fine.
I'm not going to. Because of the fact that I had to say Hogan wins.
Yep. Don't worry. It's worth it for the next match.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, for Hulk Hogan's next opponent, but we'll get there in a little bit. The next matchup is John Heder and Don Johnson. You know who those guys are?
Okay. Both actors.
Versus Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
So I don't think John Heder's a tough guy.
No.
But I think Don Johnson might
be. Well, I mean, he did slap his brother in that movie, in Napoleon Dynamite. Give him a good slap. And he did technically attend a class, of martial arts class.
Do you think
anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while you're wearing these bad boys?
Yeah, but he wasn't wearing them. Is he wearing those bad boys?
He's not.
Okay.
But he does do a slap. He does have dance moves, so he could avoid Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper, I feel like, is scrappy.
Yeah, she's definitely a tough.
What about person. Don Johnson, though? I feel like he's kind of tough.
Yeah,
Miami
probably,
Vice.
Yeah.
Nash Bridges.
Yeah.
I like Cyndi Lauper.
I like Cyndi Lauper.
Especially.
I mean, I'm assuming that Captain Lou Albino is in her.
He was not there with her, but he would be in her corner, I think.
Yeah, I would think so.
But I don't know if that's enough to overcome the Heder Johnson.
Yeah, that's a good coalition.
I don't know what they were there for. I don't even know
they were anything together.
A movie.
Oh, you know what?
You remember?
Have you seen, what's that movie with, there's a movie with John Heder.
Well, yeah, and Don Johnson.
Not that one.
Oh.
Billy Bob Thornton. And Billy Bob
School for Scoundrels?
That's it. So I feel like he's a scoundrel. He did graduate, I believe.
Did he graduate? I never made it to the end.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I haven't thought about that in a long time.
All right, I can't. I want
to
stick up for
Cyndi.
And it's a shame that she's not in the WWE Hall of Fame. I'm hoping she goes in this
year. She should have been a first round.
Also, it's not like a real thing, so it really doesn't matter. But since they have one, it should be. She should be.
Right.
You see that thing in, like, Georgia? Maybe it's not Georgia. One of those southern states, there's a bill, I believe it's a bipartisan bill, they're trying to pass for a $500,000 grant about a wrestling hall of fame.
Really?
But they, in the bill, it's wrestling.
That's funny. It's a little ridiculous, but
it's like the Rick.
Probably Georgia, yeah.
They called it the Ric Flair bill. That's what makes me think Georgia, but I don't think it's Georgia.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
The fact that WWE doesn't have a hall of fame is crazy to me.
It is.
Like a physical.
Of course.
Why? I would go.
Yeah, everybody would.
Why not? So, our last matchup in the Charles Van Valley region.
This is a good region. Charles Van is a lucky man.
Dennis Miller. Remember him?
Yes, of course.
Versus Batista.
Now, I hate Dennis Miller.
Really?
Yes. I think he...
Pompous.
And he uses the word apt a lot. You know, and I find that very frustrating.
How do I use this apt?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. No, but you know, there's an app for that, he says. But and also Dave Batista.
I mean, it's Batista.
Yeah. There's no chance.
Big deal here. I don't know. I was trying to say we like him a lot.
We love that
show.
Man. So obviously Batista's going on.
All right. Well, that was easy. That's the end of the Charles Van region. You ready to move on?
The
Gregory Iron Dome region.
Gregory Iron Dome.
One of the most. There he is. We hope you're doing well, Greg. Oh, you can still, if you didn't listen last week, Greg had surgery.
Yeah.
And he has a GoFundMe because he can't
actually
do anything.
We should probably bring that up again.
If you listen to the Iron On Wrestling podcast this week, he goes really in depth to how it is to not have any arm use.
Yeah.
Really. Or limited, I should say. I think he has a little bit. But he really went through his wiping his butt routine, which is really funny.
Yeah. Did you see that video of him talking about how, like, wrestling is important to him and stuff?
Yeah, like, it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah, and then he says...
He put a longer version on Patreon I didn't watch, but I watched the one he put up on Instagram right before I came over. So...
But
he could use any help.
Yeah.
So, down below.
Yeah, link in the description.
Underneath the link, or there's going to be a link for a bracket. So if you click that one and there's a bracket, you clicked the wrong link.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you which links are which. Okay, and so if you look in the description, you're going to see this one is going to say bracket, and this one's going to say Gregory Irons, you know, whatever.
If you can, whatever, give him a dollar. Give him $2.
Yeah.
Tell them we sent you.
Sign up for his Patreon.
We get a kickback on the GoFundMe if you say we sent you.
Yeah, we actually.
But yeah, do his Patreon.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The little bugger needs it. You know?
Help him out if you can. So, in his honor, Gregory Iron Dome region, match number one, one of the most infamous Raw guest hosts, Jeremy Piven, and Dr. Ken Jeong.
Yes.
Where he called it Summerfest.
I just told my wife about this a little bit ago.
Are fighting Sergeant Slaughter, that's why I said I knew he was coming.
Well, I mean, Sergeant Slaughter probably would win this one.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really like the show Entourage.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever watched it.
I haven't, but I've heard it's good.
But I was really into it for a while. It was the first thing I ever bought on Blu-ray, the whole set, because I found it at like a secondhand store for like $100.
Right on.
And that was like a big deal to me that I could get that many Blu-rays for that much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Here's why I think that Sergeant Slaughter. Jeremy Piven doesn't know how to fight.
That's what I don't think I like him.
I don't either. And then also,
he was just in town for something.
Yeah, that was like a year ago though.
No.
Oh, it was more recent.
He was just on Channel 8 like last week.
Well, okay.
I don't know why he was in town though. Is he doing like a spoken word show?
Maybe he is, but Ken Jeong, doctors take an oath not to harm the human body or whatever, right? They're only supposed to be healers, okay? He can't do anything. He can't hurt Sergeant Slaughter.
I like Community. You watch Community?
I have not, but
I love it.
I've heard it was great.
One of my favorites. And he's great on that, but not tonight. Sergeant Slaughter takes the cake.
Yeah.
Here we go. I know what I want to happen on this one.
Okay.
But this is one of the most intriguing matchups in the whole bracket, I think.
Right on.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Big Show at WrestleMania, has a little history in the ring, showmanship, all that stuff. Versus the Muppets.
Wow. That is an interesting fight.
So I think the Muppets would be the biggest team because a lot of Muppets were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I think, but let me see where your head's at.
It's tough.
Because Floyd Mayweather, undefeated.
Yeah, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Undefeated boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Known, you know, he knows how to get around the ring, but I think the Muppets would overpower him.
And the fact
that there's that big one.
We also have to remember, like we've said in the beginning of this, this is a death match. Okay? Yeah. Now, imagine every single Muppet's carrying a fucking chainsaw.
Yeah, good point.
They chopped that little guy to bits.
Well, what's Floyd Mayweather going to do with boxing gloves on? He can't pick anything up with those.
Yeah, good point. I'm going to say the Muppets.
All right, cool. Because that's what I really wanted to happen, too. I think the Muppets are going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, they might win the whole damn game.
And they were a good guest host, like, actually. Yeah. Like, on the show. I don't know who's fighting here. Okay, here we go. LeVar Ball. You know who that is?
I do not.
His sons play basketball, and he's a very loud personality.
Okay.
That very much helped promote his sons, and he made a brand, and I think his foot got amputated recently.
No shit.
Or
well, years I ago. Mean, then I guess so I have
I know who you're going to pick. Versus Michael Che and Colin Jost of Saturday Night Live fame. Yeah. I think, were they in the Royal Rumble?
I think so.
They had like a thing with Braun Strowman.
I think they were in the Royal Rumble. No, I like them a lot. They're like the only good thing on SNL anymore, but, and also, I know that Michael Che is a huge wrestling fan.
Oh, I'm guessing Keenan isn't on the show anymore then?
Well, he doesn't do anything that impressive, okay?
Does he do Pierre Escargot still?
I don't know.
That's from All That. You remember All That? No?
Yeah, I remember All That.
Pierre Escargot?
I don't remember that sketch.
He would sit in the bathtub and he'd be French.
Yeah. He's definitely not evolved. I'm just kidding. He's great. Keenan, we love you.
Good Burger 2.
The best movie of all time.
I never saw
it. It was robbed Oscar season.
I didn't see the second one.
No, I didn't either.
The first one was good, though.
But no.
At the time.
Okay, so I'm going to say Michael Che and Colin.
I know, I already wrote it down.
Right on.
I just wanted to see how much shit you would talk about Keenan.
I'm going to edit it out.
No, you're not.
Taz.
He was talking bad about you, Keenan. Taz. Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Stephen Amell.
Wow.
So I think Charlie Sheen's been in a fight before.
When you said Charlie Sheen, I was thinking Charlie Sheen.
Tiger Blood and all that?
Yeah.
I'm sure Charlie Sheen's been in a fight
before. He's a wild man.
And it is a death match, so I feel like he could bring some drugs out. And
true. And I like his, and I like to call him by his original name of Carlos Estevez.
Yeah.
Way cooler name. I don't know what he did with Sheen.
I think he didn't want to. He wanted to step out of his father's shadow.
Mm, that's fair.
And then Stephen Amell is Arrow. And
Stephen Amell definitely went on this one. He's very good shape.
He's wrestled.
He's killed people who have damaged his town of Star, whatever they call it, Star City.
He failed the city.
No, he didn't fail.
Charlie Sheen failed the city.
Charlie Sheen, you failed the city. That's what he's going to say. Shoot an arrow right into his face. Bada bing, bada boom.
Death match.
Stephen Amell, I could see being someone who gets to the finals.
He could get pretty far in this.
If he's facing the Muppets, though, then I don't know.
I know. I feel like the Muppets are heavy favorites.
I'm glad that
right
I don't
now.
Have to think about that now because I would be really fucking.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So this next one's pretty good, too.
What is it?
Grumpy Cat versus Pete Rose.
Okay. Grumpy Cat?
Yeah. You know Grumpy Cat? I think he's dead. Grumpy Cat would be a dead one. Pete Rose is a dead one.
Okay, so it's two deads versus each other.
I think so.
I'm going to say Pete Rose.
I don't know if anybody else is dead.
Bob Barker.
Is Buzz Aldrin dead?
You know what? He might be.
Is Larry King dead?
Yes.
Good. anyway, you think Pete Rose against... Yeah, Grumpy Cat don't care.
Yeah, I think...
And Pete Rose has a history.
Right.
Of Pete Rose was a highlight anytime he came out, especially on those WrestleManias.
Yeah,
with and he did it great because he would play a heel.
Yeah.
Like, most of these celebrities come out, they don't want to be the bad guy, and Pete Rose is kind of the bad boy of baseball, so...
Yeah, that's what I always refer to him as.
The bad boy of baseball. Well, you bring him up a lot.
Yeah.
So here's an easy one, I think.
Okay.
Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda Kotb. I don't know if that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's K-O-T-B. How you say that? You know what I'm talking about, though?
K-O-T-B. I don't know.
Do you know who they are?
I know who Kathy Lee Gifford is.
Hoda's the one that she would host. What? Is there a duck in here?
Something like that, man.
Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda would do Good Morning America?
Okay.
They were the guests. They were the, or not the guest hosts. They were the hosts of it.
Okay.
I believe Hoda's retired.
Who are they facing?
Bob Barker.
Oh, he's dead.
Well, not in this, though.
No, yeah, he's very well alive in that one. I'm going to say... I don't know enough about...
So if it was Kathy Lee Gifford and Regis, remember?
Regis
and Kathy
dead
Lee.
Too.
Yeah, but he was a big wrestling fan. I might make the argument, but I saw... Did you poop?
No, my legs hurt.
I saw Bob Barker beat the shit out of Happy Gilmore, so I know he knows
how to
fight.
That's a good point. Okay, we're going to go
I think
BB.
Bob Barker. And I don't remember what year it was. I'm guessing 2009, Bob Barker won the Slammy for Best Guest Host or something.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh.
Bob Barker.
On WWE.com, I think, until the end of this week, you can vote for the 2025. Is that what year it is? Yeah, year it was. You can vote for this year's Slammies, so vote or die. Make sure you're registered to vote. This is the most important election of your life. Thank you. Next up, Wayne Brady. You know Wayne Brady.
Hell yeah.
And Wayne Brady versus Carl Edwards.
I don't know who that is.
NASCAR.
Oh, dang. I'm going to say Wayne Brady.
Me too. He can sing.
He's America's sweetheart.
I mean, I don't want to take anything. I'm not a NASCAR guy.
I think, didn't Wayne Brady just come out as pansexual?
I think in the last however many years.
No.
More recently than not.
Good for him.
He was always the funniest on Whose Line Is It Anyway. So I always liked
him
from that.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say he's the funniest, but he was very, very
He was always funny.
He was very funny. Was he the funniest?
No.
I don't know.
Colin was.
Which one's Colin?
The bald one.
Yes, and the other guy that's
Ryan. Ryan Stiles.
Yeah, those two. Those two.
Well, what it needed to be was when they would do the lineup at the beginning of the show, it needed to be Wayne, didn't matter, Ryan, and then Colin.
Yeah.
They still do it. Well, I don't know, with Aisha Tyler.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
They're like traveling. I see it all the time, like coming to Cleveland and stuff, but it's like, you know, I don't know. You don't got Wayne, you know?
I need Wayne, Ryan, and then whatever. There's a couple interchangeable people. Yeah.
Call me Birdman, because I need Wayne.
Okay, Birdman.
Okay.
This one I'm very curious about from you. I might just leave it up to you.
Okay.
Mike Tyson.
Uh-huh.
rapist. versus Will Forte, Kristen Wiig, and Ryan Phillippe.
For MacGruber.
But I believe it was as MacGruber.
Okay.
That he was the guest host.
Well,
it was for MacGruber, but I think he was MacGruber.
This is a tough one because MacGruber.
I know you like MacGruber.
I do, and I love Will Forte. He's one of my favorites, and he's one of our nation's best. And I love Kristen Wiig.
I feel like if anybody's built to fight multiple people, though, it's Mike Tyson.
That's true, but I also think that MacGruber is very, very durable. How many times has he been in a building that has exploded?
Well, and he knows how to like do stuff. So, like the weapons, he's just going to make more of a weapon.
But I really feel like it's not like there's no reason that Mike Tyson should lose to anybody in this.
It's just a bad matchup for him, though.
Yeah, but he's facing three people, two of whom I really believe in. You know what I mean?
Who?
Kristen Wiig. Okay. I mean, Ryan Phillippe's okay in that movie.
I never, until I wrote his name down, his name is Phillippe. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
It is.
That's points right there.
Phillippe.
I mean, it's Philip P-E, but it's still like the way you say it is Philip P.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's a point.
I'm going to go with those three.
That's fine.
Go with the MacGruber trio.
I can't argue it because I think it's like as MacGruber.
Yeah.
So he's going to make stuff.
We're talking about a character, not just an actor.
Yeah. There's one or two more where it's a character.
I mean,
not an
in
actor.
Reality, who, what was it, McFoy Mayweather versus the Muppets?
Yeah.
If we weren't doing them as their character, it would just be him versus a bunch of hands.
Or just puppets, like laying on the ground.
Yeah, that's true. They're not fucking ham, they're fucking sock puppets. But yeah, it would be a...
No, it's as the...
But they're the characters.
How they were...
Yeah. Presented.
Part of it's how they were presented.
This is a death match for crying out loud.
Yeah, no, I think MacGruber's fair.
Yeah.
I think Mike Tyson would beat the majority of... Like Mike Tyson versus like
Cindy Lauper.
Batista.
Yeah.
Would almost be like, ooh.
Larry King and the other
people. Oh, he'd kill him.
Yeah.
But even like David Otunga, professional wrestler, but versus Mike Tyson.
Stephen Amell. He just got unlucky and he had to be paired up with the MacGruber trio.
And I know you like MacGruber, so that's what I was waiting to see. So that was the last match of the Gregory Iron Dome region. This region, I forgot to write on my piece of paper, so I have to use my cheat sheet. Sorry.
I forgive you. Creamers,
is this?
Please forgive him too.
If you forgive me, put it in the comments below.
Thank you, Creamers.
This will be the matchups for the Taj Mahal region.
Okay.
The first matchup is Jerry Springer versus Bret Hart.
Bret Hart.
Okay. I think that I like Jerry too.
Yeah, Jerry's good.
Jerry's fun, and he's very I feel like his show was synonymous with the Attitude Era. Like they were.
Yeah.
Everybody would compare them.
For sure.
The next match is weird. It's Bobby J. Thompson.
I don't know who that is.
The little kid from Role Models.
Okay. Yeah.
And
he's
was
funny.
In a couple other
things. Yeah, I know that kid.
I don't know how to say his name. I think it's Dule Hill. He was the sidekick on Psych.
Okay, yeah. No, that's...
Which would have been cross-promotion
for
WWE.
For sure. I love Dule Hill.
I feel like Dule Hill would win.
Yeah.
Just because he's an adult.
Yeah, and he's got the super sniffer. Do you ever watch Psych?
Not all of it, but definitely a lot of it. Psych was fun. Psych was good.
Great program.
Don't worry, the main guy's on here somewhere too.
But that kid's scrappy, though.
He's scrappy, but I think Dule Hill's gonna go into I think he's gonna win, but he's gonna be a little hurt going into the second round.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
What's this next one? Freddie Prinze Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big wrestling fan. Yeah. He was a writer for a while on WWE.
That's right. He's dead.
No, he's not.
He was just killed.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Earlier today.
Right now. In this death match.
Yeah. No, he's alive. He's alive.
Freddie Prinze Jr. versus Kevin Hart.
Hmm.
Famous, world famous comedian.
This is tough. He's a short guy,
but
that doesn't mean anything.
But
he has
a good reach, And this is the Taj Mahal
region. That's true. So maybe the short guy should win.
I think Freddie Prinze Jr. wins because he knows wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
He would know how to book the ending.
Yeah, FPJ wins.
Oh, cool. I can just write that. That's way easier than writing the whole thing.
Right on.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
Dr. Phil versus the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I think that's easy.
No
I
doubt.
Don't really like Dr. Phil anyway.
Nah, I hate that guy. He's a piece
like,
of
why
shit.
Like, why couldn't it have been Dr. Phil versus Mike Tyson?
That's what
I would have hoped for.
Right, smash his head in.
So... Oh, we got another celebrity versus wrestler.
Okay.
The wrestler being, I believe he was the second ever guest host, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, versus Betty White.
Well, Betty White dead.
Dead. I like Betty White a lot. I'm a big, well, it's a Golden Girls cup.
Ted DiBiase, senior, terrible father.
Well, he's busy.
He raised a son to, you know, defraud the welfare system.
Oh, everybody's got a price. You think Betty White takes out Ted DiBiase?
DiBiase.
He's good.
Yeah, I'm going to make DiBiase. Yeah, he's good.
I like Betty White a lot, but...
Yeah. She's great, but she's just no fighter, man.
She's not going
to
fight.
You actually have... Betty White's... that's who's in the fucking Golden Girls, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's in your cup right there.
I know.
Oh, you did?
I did the whole thing.
I thought you were just being like... I thought you were just being like a coffee man.
No, I love Betty White.
Yeah, you're a big Betty White mark.
Yeah, I'm a Golden Girls
But she would definitely not be able to beat...
She's going to beat the $1 million man. Sadly. He'd probably donate a bunch of money to her animal charity, and then she would just kill herself. Because it's a death match.
I like that I have to put...
Yeah, like, it only works. Well, because he donated the money.
That's true. I'm doing it because I'm going to be vegan and I love animals.
So, you ready for this? I think this could be the matchup of the whole thing.
Okay.
And that you referenced this guy last week, so it was funny. John Lovitz versus Pee Wee Herman.
Ooh, that's tough.
No, it's not. John Lovitz can't fight.
Yeah,
Pee Wee will kill you.
He's very, like, I don't know, old Hollywood personality.
I love Pee Wee Herman.
I was talking about John Lovitz.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I like both. I like both those
guys. Oh, I like John Lovitz.
John Lovitz is one of our nation's best.
And, I think Pee Wee, because this was another one where it's not Paul Rubens, it's Pee Wee Herman was.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he's definitely good.
So I think Pee Wee.
Pee Wee takes it.
All right, that's easy. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Joe Maglia.
I know what you're talking about.
Maglia.
Yeah. The guy from, like, True Blood.
He was Flash Thompson in the first Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Handsome man.
Handsome boy. Handsome man. Yeah. Actually, I might be as bold to say a beautiful boy. That's Joe Maglia. But, yeah,
he's a huge wrestling
True Blood and stuff.
Huge wrestling fan.
So it's that dude who
I don't know if he's a huge wrestling fan, but he's a wrestling fan.
Good looking dude.
Yeah.
Great shape. And Arnold.
He's been to some PWG shows.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So they're at a huge advantage, no matter who they're facing.
Yeah.
And especially because they're facing the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Okay, hold on.
So it's Arnold and Joe.
Why are they together?
They might have been doing a show together.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Reverend Al Sharpton, he has God on his side.
Yeah, but have you seen Arnold's arms?
But who'd he ever be?
He lost to Vince McMahon and Shane McMahon. Yeah, so it's Arnold.
Yeah, Arnold and
Joe Maglia.
I call him Joey.
All right, last match for Taz Mahal.
He was a werewolf in True Blood.
Reverend Al Sharpton?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. What are you talking about, Teen Wolf again? last matchup for Taz Mahal. Snoop Dogg. Versus Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Okay. Well, Rowdy Roddy Piper, for sure.
Yes.
I'll take that one. Well, Taz Mahal had a lot of wrestlers in that one.
Hey, luck of the draw, man.
Yeah.
So Snoop Dogg is out. All right. Our final region, the Scott Steiner Stadium. Kyle Busch and Joey Logan, NASCAR drivers.
Okay, I don't know those. I know
Kyle Busch.
Yeah, because... have you ever heard of a YouTube channel called Channel 5?
No. Yeah. You showed me that.
Yeah, and they went to NASCAR, and everybody was talking about that guy.
Kyle Busch?
Yeah.
They were
saying, fuck Kyle Busch.
I think, I don't know. I'm not even going to pretend like I know, but I do know the name from NASCAR, but I don't know.
Famous son of George W.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, now I get it. He was one of the twins.
Yeah.
Kyle Busch and Joey Logan
versus
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho's going to take this one.
I think so.
I hate current Chris Jericho, but he is my favorite.
Chris Jericho, and that's fine.
Yeah, I love little guy.
Here's a pretty... Oh, this one could have been funnier, but it's okay. James Rhode, that's the main character from Psych.
Yes.
Versus Vern.
Actually, his real name is Rodriguez.
Really?
Yes.
But I have no idea.
It was taken in the Screen Actors Guild, so he had to
change. Yeah, it's so weird how that works.
Yeah.
Because, like, Dustin Hoffman is actually Michael Keaton or something. Right?
I don't know.
Michael Keaton's name is not Michael Keaton.
That's
or something
up.
Else.
That's fucked up, though.
Or somebody.
So it's James Rhode
versus Vern Troyer, Mini-Me. from the Austin Powers franchise.
In James Roday's hosting, was he his character? Was he like in character from Psych?
No, it was just James Roday, and that was actually in Cleveland when James Roday hosted, I believe.
Interesting.
I thought I knew.
I don't remember that at all.
No, it happened.
So he's just his normal self. He's not. He doesn't have like his abilities of observation. I'm gonna go ahead and say Mini-Me wins this one.
Really?
Yep.
Well, it was Vern. I don't know if it was Mini-Me. It was like Vern Troyer.
Ooh.
He wasn't his character.
Is he dead?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can do it. I think he was a shit.
Fuck you, Mini-Me.
I mean, I get it. He had a really bad. He had a bad shake in life, but I think he was a dick.
Really?
I thought I heard that. Yeah.
No shit.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe.
I think James Roday would probably win.
I think he would kick Vern Troyer like Snitsky.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault. I was just thinking about him the other day. Because have you seen, like, Takeshita?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when he, like, shows his teeth, I'm like, dude, his teeth look like fucking Snitsky.
Maybe that's what he's going
but
for.
But then the next week, his teeth look fine. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? He's got crazy, interesting...
It's a heel turn. For a week. Yep. All right. Michael Strahan, you know him? Football player. I think he hosts...
I've heard his name before.
He hosts He hosts something, like daytime talk shows. He does a lot of stuff outside of football. Very charismatic, nice. But he was a very good football player as well.
Okay.
He is going to fight Jared Fogel, the rapist.
Oh, jeez.
No, he's not a rapist. He's a child predator.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that you're...
That's not why he was on. He was on because he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
He has AIDS.
That's
how he lost the weight.
That is how
was
he lost
his,
the weight.
His AIDS helped him lose weight.
Who's the first person?
Michael Strahan.
Yeah, I'm
writing it.
Yeah.
Because Jared Fogel, he might have beefed up in prison. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
He's not. He's getting some turkey footlongs in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Here should be an easy one.
Okay.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Okay, maybe.
Versus Snooki. Of Jersey Shore fame.
Now, I remember she wrestled a match, right?
She was in a 6-person tag at WrestleMania.
And how did she do?
She won. She did better than you would think.
I mean, I remember.
Trish Stratus and John Morrison.
Right.
I don't know, probably Bella or something.
Okay, versus whom? Snooki versus... Snooki versus who?
Snooki versus the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with Dusty Rhodes.
He's going to bionic elbow the shit out of her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both dead.
Snooki's not dead. Stop that. Maybe Jared Fogel's dead. I don't know. Here we go. Our first and only tag team match.
Ooh.
It actually randomed the right way.
Wow.
Ashton Kutcher.
Okay, and Danny Masterson.
And Danny Masterson versus Jewel. You know the singer?
Yes.
And Ty Murray.
Don't save your soul.
Is that her?
Yeah. Also,
I thought she did Can't Fight the Moonlight.
I don't know.
But that's the end round.
She also sings... What's the other Jewel song? It's like the more famous one. So Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson.
Kutcher? How do you say it for real? Kutcher?
Yeah, I've heard it both ways.
And Danny Masterson versus Jewel and Ty Murray, who is a bull rider.
Oh.
Tough fella. And I do like Ashton. I remember Punked.
Yes.
And that 70s show, he was good.
Yeah.
The little bit of that 90s show I saw was good. But then Danny Masterson's like a real grade A piece of shit from what I've read.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
So I
followed that case very closely.
I would like to pick them, but I think I'm just gonna have to go with Jewel and
Bull
Rider.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
go with Jewel too.
I don't wanna pick the other guy.
Yeah.
So sorry. Here's a real good one.
Okay.
Three left,
okay.
Wayne Rooney, soccer player and now manager, I believe.
Okay.
Or was, I don't know.
Right.
Soccer, whatever.
Okie doke.
And he's fighting the Three Stooges.
The Rooney?
No.
Oh, the one
Will
Sasso. Will
Sasso and Will from Will and Grace, and I don't remember who the third guy was.
Really, that was him, huh?
Will. Will was Larry.
Okay. I'm going to go with
Sasso
the Three Stooges.
Sasso was Curly. So would I. I mean, that's... I don't know who the other
guy is.
They're
going to put their fingers in his nose and then carry him over and knock him into a pole and shit like that.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
All right, here's another quick one. Jesse the Body Ventura versus Florence Henderson.
Who's that?
Mrs. Brady.
Oh.
Here's the story of a lovely lady. She was the lovely lady.
What a weird guest.
No, she. I think she kissed the Great Khali.
Oh yeah, that's not weird at all. Wait, her versus whom?
Jesse the Body.
Oh yeah, Jesse the Vitamin Troy.
Yeah, he would kill
her.
Yeah,
he's gonna definitely take the win there.
Told you an easy one.
The rhinestone in his chin can fucking beat her.
And it did. And then we're ending on a real downer. This one's boring.
You should have.
No, I forgot the order. We have to do it in the order.
Okay, that's fair.
Rima Faki, I don't know. She was a Miss USA.
Reba McEntire.
I wish.
Yeah.
She'd be winning.
No, she'd win the whole dang thing.
Rima. R-I-M-A. Faki. She was Miss USA, and she actually was on Tough Enough later that year.
Really?
And she didn't win, so who cares? Versus Cedric the Entertainer.
Hmm. Well, he's... I don't know. I don't know this lady, but she probably...
She did a little bit of training.
I mean, right. And he's not, I don't think, very... He's slow... move.
I feel like he wears very nice clothes.
Yeah.
Like the suits, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's gonna slow you down and wear. You don't have. You've worn a tuxedo or a nice suit before.
Sure have. Yeah.
Your arm movement's very limited.
Right on. Yeah.
And he'd probably be worried about his hat falling.
I'm gonna go
off.
With the Rima.
Don't worry, she'll lose the next round, so we won't have to care anymore. Well, that's it. That's the first round.
All right, Creamers. Comment below and let us know what you know, if you think we picked the right people to win all these matches. Yeah.
Who do you like?
And
check out the Instagram, or my Instagram, or somebody's Instagram, and vote.
Hell yeah.
We're going to put up the matchups.
And then next week, we're going to be in round three.
Two.
Next week, we're going to be round two and three.
Okay.
Then the semis and the finals.
No. He's way off, but we'll get through this one way or another.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
A lot of random names.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised I knew as many as I did.
Yeah.
Don't
me
worry.
Too. Me too.
There'll be a bunch of names you don't know in the second round. Because the second round, we're going to be introducing everybody that got byes.
Right on.
So it's going to be really exciting.
Okay.
Or.
Okay.
Total failure.
No, it's going to be good.
Guess we'll find out next week.
Creamers.
We were going to do this whole thing in one night. Impossible.
No, it's not possible. It's impossible. All right.
I'm John Cena.
John Cena, quote of the week. Now, and if you didn't watch last week's episode, Creamers, every week now for however many days.
A lot.
He's going to read. Now, this is a book he's got that's all these quotes from John Cena. Is that what it is?
Be a Work in Progress.
And it's every
by John Cena.
Is a quote from John Cena with a nice little photo, which we will take a picture of.
Well, not this week because it's just words.
Okay, not this time.
Be a Work in Progress and Other Things I'd Like to Tell My Younger Self by John Cena. The John Cena quote of the week this week is, do things for the reward of doing them. Any reward beyond that is a bonus.
So, it's time for us to do our match count for 2025.
All right.
The year of our lives. I'll go first.
I definitely didn't catch you.
You might have.
But I'm damn close. Give me a couple.
I have 224.
224?
Yep.
Oh, I'm not going to catch you. I had a big jump.
Okay.
I'm at 217.
Dang, girl.
You want to know what my 200th match was?
Yeah.
It was an NWA World Tag Team, I guess TNA, whatever, Tag Team Title Tournament Semifinal match. The Rainbow Express, Bruce and Lenny with Joel Gunther. No, not Gunther. I always say Gunther. Gertner. They beat Buff Bagwell and Gran Apollo.
My 200th match was Shota Umino versus Shingo Takagi from the New Japan Cup 2025 semifinals.
Nice. I'm glad that you kept track.
Yeah, I have my first, my 100th, and my 200th. What was your match of the week?
Oh, what are they calling them? Chad Gable in a mask.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Dragon Lee.
Okay.
There's probably better matches.
Well,
but that was the one
match you like.
That was the one, that's how I looked at it. That was the one that I liked the most.
I
really like what they're doing with whatever they're doing.
Whatever, like the one week Adam Copeland faced Wheeler Yuta.
El Grande Americano.
Okay. But the one week, Adam Copeland faced Wheeler Yuta, and that was going to be my match of the week because I really enjoyed it. But there was also a pay-per-view that week, so that kind of, you know.
Did you see it at all? Mm-hmm. I think Chad Gable is the, I don't know who you want to compare it to. He's the guy that is going to have a great match every week, okay. No matter who it is. And Dragon Lee is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But this whole Lucha mask thing, I don't know where it's going, but I really enjoy it. And I don't know if you saw this, but they have... He's El Grande Americano from the Gulf of America.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, that's awesome.
That's what I was telling you about, dude. I complained to the maintenance man, you know, to the fucking, that's nuts. I'm going to send the podcast to the fucking office and say, listen, you should.
Like, holy shit, you guys do Wrestle Cream here?
Yeah. They're going to be like.
Yep. Is that Sammy Daddy on all social media?
My match of the week.
Yeah.
Wasn't a match from this week.
What?
I now know that we can make our match of the week whatever match you
watch. Yeah, it's whatever match you
watch. So it was AJ Styles versus Kazuchika Okada from Wrestling Dantaku 2014. It's when AJ Styles won the IWGP World Title for the first time.
Oh, he's a bad guy then.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was a very good match.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be from... Mine just happened to be from yesterday.
Yeah, well, because I'm watching TNA stuff on your thing, I was like, man, I want to watch some of the New Japan AJ Styles matches. So that's why I
went to jump back and forth.
Yeah, which is funny because I also watched Okada and TNA.
Huh. Who would have thunk?
Yeah, who would have?
But yeah, wrestling's cool.
I like it. We should talk about it all the time. So do you have any room for cream?
Barely. That was about the perfect amount of applause for that. My room for cream, I like John Wick.
Right on.
That's it, really.
Just the first one?
No. The reason I'm bringing this up this week is because I just watched the fourth one again.
Right on. I've never seen any of them.
No?
No.
It's the best action movie franchise.
Everybody says it's great.
It is the greatest action movie franchise ever.
I think that when people really like something and tell me that it's good,
I get it.
I feel like...
Oh, like Game of Thrones.
You guys are wrong. Yeah, I've never watched
it. I
tried it, but I was like, there's too much incest for me.
Oh, you just gotta get past that. No, John Wick is my favorite action movie ever.
I'm gonna watch him.
And then the fourth one, then the second one, then the third one in that order.
Oh, wow.
But having the third one fourth and the second one third, I still like those a lot. I think it's the best action movies ever. I hope they make a fifth, but I don't think they will. The Ballerina spinoff is coming out this year, I believe.
Is it a movie or a show?
I thought it was a movie.
Okay. I've heard about it, but I thought there was going to be a show. Or was
that they did The Continental on Peacock, and I didn't watch it.
All right.
Because as the movies go on, they keep building the world.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
And there's like it's like a Illuminati or whatever type of, there's this ultimate power of these people are in charge of everything, and they run everything, and... It trickles down, and there's these people, and, you know, it's like a little, like, pyramid scheme.
Oh, okay.
And John Wick just keeps killing his way to the top.
Dang, girl.
It doesn't start like that, though.
John B.
It starts on, I feel like the first one's kind of a very basic premise. Okay, so you've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch them.
And then it just keeps going and going, and it comes this bigger world, and I'll watch them a million times. The fourth one is, like, almost 3 hours long. And I felt like it went by like, I snapped my fingers if you weren't paying attention.
Hell yeah, man.
So my room for cream is John Wick. Love it.
Good choice.
Give it any of them. I don't even care if you watch them in order. Just watch them.
Okay.
But watch them in order.
Creamers, comment below which John Wick movie is your favorite.
Yeah.
And do you prefer to watch them in the same order that Sammy Daddy watches them?
I like to watch them the first one, then the second one, then the third one, then the fourth one.
Ooh,
boy. But now that I've done that, I can watch them in any order.
My room for cream is accountability. Okay? If you hire Sammy Daddy, if you hire somebody, okay, who's unqualified.
Okay.
And you're kind of unqualified too, but that's besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
And that person accidentally brings somebody into a text thread that they're not supposed to be in.
I had a feeling we were going somewhere.
That guy should be fired. Or you should, or as the guy who hired him, you should at least admit that what he did was not okay, instead of dance around it like a coward. So accountability.
Accountability, buddy.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. We love you.
And we wish you the best.
The best.
Oh, we did it.
Ultraviolet force on the face of the earth! Oh my! Oh! Yo, you're gonna die! You are gonna die! I guarantee it! I am gonna kill you!